The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Chof Dalid, discusses the different individuals who are disqualified from being Edim, disqualified from being Dayonim. And one of the individuals identified in the Gemara is a Masacha Bekuvya, identified in the Mishnah as a Masacha Bekuvya. And the Gemara has two reasons why a Masach B'Kuvya is disqualified. The first explanation offered by Raman Bachama is because a Masach B'Kuvya, somebody who gambles, is not really receiving the money, is not honestly receiving the money, he's considered a gazlan. And the concept of a smachta throughout Shas means that somebody, the whole concept behind kinyonim is that people have gemiras das. People are serious, there's a serious deal, a serious intention to fulfill the terms of the transaction. When somebody enters into a transaction which involves an asmachta, what he's really, the only reason he's obligating himself is because he's certain that this obligation will never come to fruition. Gambling. When somebody bets in a situation of gambling, the only reason he's entering into this gamble is because he's certain that he's going to win. If he knew he's going to lose, then he wouldn't have ever entered into this transaction, and that's why it's called an asmachta. And therefore, Raman Bachama says, and gambling is considered a smachta, because he was never under the impression that he's going to lose. He only gambled because he was sure he's going to win. But in every bet, there's going to be a winner and a loser. And therefore, since in every bet, there's going to be a winner and a loser, that's why he's considered an smachta. Rav Sheshis disagrees. Rav Sheshis says the reason why a person who's a Masach B'Kuvya is disqualified to be an aid is as the Mishnah quotes Rabbi Yehuda, Neshein Oisik B'Yeshuvah Shalolim. A person who spends his days gambling is not a productive member of society, and he doesn't have an appreciation for what's important and for what's not important. He doesn't understand the difference between somebody's money and somebody else's money, and therefore such a person, says Rav Sheshis, that's the reason why he's possible to be an aid. There's a very big nafkamina, the Gemara says, between these two explanations. According to Raman Bachama, as soon as somebody is a gambler, as soon as somebody is a Masach B'Kuvya, he's Posseleidus. According to Rav Sheshis, he's only going to be Possel for Edus if he doesn't have another job. But if he has another job, he won't be Possel Leedus. It's interesting to note that the Mefarshim say that there are other nafkaminas that the Gemara gives, that the Gemara doesn't give, but are obvious if a person between these two pshatim. One nafkamina will be is if somebody was Masach B'Kuvya and now he wants to do tshuva. According to Raman Bachama, the money you receive by gambling is money that you weren't supposed to receive. It's stolen money. And therefore, you have to return that money. According to Rav Sheshis, Masach B'Kuvya doesn't involve gzeila, and therefore it doesn't require that you return the money that you earned through gambling. Another nafkamina is, let's say somebody plays, gambles all day long, but not for money. He just, that's what he spends his days with. According to Rambam Chama, the problem is because he's a gazlan. But here he's not a gazlan. He hasn't stolen anything. If, however, the problem is ain't a oisik be yeshuva shloila. So if this is all what this person does all day long, he's ain't a oisik be yeshuva shloila, and therefore he will be considered. He will be considered a masach b'kuvya. I saw another nafkamina. May someone invest in owning a casino. He himself is not gambling, but he owns a casino where gambling takes place. So if we're going to say the explanation of Rav Sheshes, because Eina Oisik B'Yeshuva Shalaylam, this person is Oisik B'Yeshuva Shalaylam. He's a businessman. He also happens to own, in one of his investments, a casino, a gambling house. But if we're going to say the issue of Rami Bachama, that the point is, because he's Masach B'Kuvya, he's involved in gambling, and that's called Gzela. So if you own a casino and you earn money off gambling, then you're also a gazlan. Although I did see that the Paiskim want to make the following point. They say, we need to understand, how does the owner of a casino earn money? If indeed, of every gamble, of every bet that takes place, he gets a certain percentage, then according to Rami Bachama, that's called Masach B'Kuvya, that's called someone who's gambling, and he will be disqualified from being an aid, from being a dayan. But if the way he earns money is he takes an entrance fee for every individual who enters into the casino, but he isn't involved in the actual bets that take place at the casino, then maybe that even Rami Bachama would agree is an individual who's not considered a masachik B'Kuvya, and he's not considered disqualified. It's interesting. We look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Chai Shem Mispat, Simen Shin Ayin, Sif Aleph. We'll learn the Tai Shulchan Aruch. Yesh Tvarim Shasur Chacham Shem Gezel. There are certain situations that Chazal asked because of Gezel. V'oiv Aleim, and somebody who violates them, Hareza Gavim Devroim. Mafricha yoinim, misachke b'kuvya. Mafricha yoinim, Keitza. What's the definition of mafricha yoinim, which is discussed in our Gemara? Lo yifrach, lo yifrich adam b'yishuv. A person shouldn't let his bird fly. Shrelikech mamon acherim shloikedin. It ends up taking money that he doesn't deserve. M'nei shmeleich zocher. He sends out a male pigeon. And it'll persuade, it'll get a female pigeon to follow him. In the cave of a Tavizach or vice versa. Certainly says the Shulchan Aruch, the halacha doesn't only apply by pigeons. El kol ois is a b'sharoif, whoever does something like this, by birds, oichayo, behema, by animals, hareza gazlam medivrayim. That's considered a gazlam. Continues the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Beis. Hamsachik b'kuvya ketzad. What's the definition of a masachik b'kuvya? Eilish masachikim, those that play the eitzim of tzroros about tzomas, pieces of wood, pieces of stone, bones, voice of t'nai b'neim, and they make a condition, a bet between themselves. Kishikol anotzeh eschaveroi voice eschoy, whoever wins, yikach kach v'kach, will get this much or that much. The king continues the Shulchan Aruch. Hamasachakim bebehema or bechaya beifis. People who play with animals, voice and tanai, and they make a bet. Shokol tanatzach behemtoi, whichever situation his animal will win. Oitaritz Yotza will run faster, further. Yikach mechaver kach v'kach. V'ken kol ki yotza b'dvarim elu. Anything that falls into this category, hakol also v'gezim v'dvarim bu. So we look at the Shulchan Aruch. It seems that the Shulchan Aruch is paskening like Rami Bachama. The Rami Bachama holds that Misach B'Kuvya is a situation of Gezel. But it's interesting to point out, if you look in the Sma, in Sif Kit Cotton Gimel, that says the Sma, that even though the Shulchan Aruch is taking a very strict approach toward the Misach B'Kuvya and saying that such a person is possible for Edis and is also to do, says the Sma, it's not, we are not to understand the Shulchan Aruch following the opinion of Rami Bachama. Rather, we're to understand that even the Shulchan Aruch is really following the opinion of Rav Sheshes. And the reason that a Misach B'Kuvya is possible or may not be done is because Eina Oisik B'Yeshuva Shel Oilam. But he does say that when we look at the concept of Eina Oisik B'Yeshuva Shel Oilam, it doesn't mean that as long as this person has another job, then he's ready. What's going to be the halacha if he has another job, but that's not enough to provide for him, and he relies on gambling to make up the rest of his panasa? So he says that it could be that even though this person is relying on gambling, he's not going to be considered a problem, according to Rav Sheshes. He says, because a person whose entire livelihood is based on gambling doesn't appreciate what it means to have to earn a living. Says the Sma, as soon as this person has another job, he knows what it means to have to earn a living, even though he's not making enough money from that job. And even the Shulchan Aruch will say that as long as he has another job, it's not usher. Continues the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Gimel. Yesh mi sh'omer, sh'masach b'kuvya ma'akum, if somebody gambles with akum, ain't b'shum gezel. It's not considered an issue of gezel. That the entire issue of Misach B'Kuvya is only with Yisrael. But says the Shulchan Aruch, even if we're going to say that, Av Yesh by Isser, there's another consideration, and that is Oisik B'Dvarim B'Teilim. A person who's wasting his time. Shein Roy Lo Adam Shiasa Kol Yomov, it's appropriate for a person to spend his days, El B'Divrei Chochma, doing learning intelligent things, Yeshuva Shel Oilam. V'chal kol avloy m'shein apostol amken ein loy umnes acheres. Haga, Avol, says the Ramah, yesh loy umnes acheres. I say if he has another job, afilo imsach b'Yisrael, and even if he's gambling with Jews, ein apostol. V'ka, continues the Ramah, v'ka apostol aminik usfar achroina, l'schoit b'kuvya, that people who gamble, v'ein apostol, we only disqualify somebody who has no other position besides this. We'll speak about that in the next year. But it's clear from here that we have here machloikus to Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Shulchan Aruch's opinion is that a Misach B'Kuvya is Asur, even though the Sma says it will only be us according to him as well if he only has no other job. The Ramah is much more lenient. As long as he has another job, according to the Ramah, there's nothing wrong with being Mesachah B'Kuvya.